are talking traffic today on KAWC's Arizona Edition. I'm your host, Kim Johnson. Last spring, the Arizona Town Hall Group gathered in Tucson. They talked about transportation challenges, challenges facing communities all across the Grand Canyon State. As a follow-up to that discussion, a group of delegates from Yuma County met with Town Hall President Tara Jackson recently. The idea to update the findings of the Town Hall session and to discuss the next challenges that are coming. The challenges are the steps that need to be taken to address the problems identified by the group. Jackson says the update here in Yuma had a twofold purpose.
To, first of all, share information with the Yuma community that came from the Town Hall on Transportation, and secondly, to get input from the Yuma community that we can take back to other leaders in the state on transportation issues.
And so you do this, you go all around Arizona, right, collecting information from Kingman, Tucson, and all points in between?
That's right, all around the state.
What happens to the information from the original town hall session and from what you gather then post-town hall? Where does it go from there?
It's shared with state leaders from all professions, whether they're governmental leaders, the governor's office, the agencies that are interested, but also business leaders, community leaders, anyone that is interested in the key issues facing Arizona and how to solve them.
Julie Engel, president of the Greater Yuma Economic Development Corporation, was a first-time attendee at last spring's town hall, and she describes the town hall experience.
It's an overwhelming 3 days. You are working from sunup to sundown, and you're getting bombarded with as much background information as possible. They want you to have all of the background information so you can talk intelligently about solutions.
The actual results that came out of it, were you happy with the way things turned out at the town hall event itself as far as the way the final reading seemed to be at the time?
As with all of those types of forums, you don't get hard and fast solutions. There's recommendations, and the recommendations are pretty broad general. And I think it captured the heart of what we're trying to do in that town hall.
Some of the town hall's recommendations include establishing a citizens review commission, protecting and securing needed transportation funding, improving coordination between land use planning and transportation, and using new technologies, along with engaging the private sector and individuals in transportation issues. But in the discussions before the final report was compiled, delegates from Maricopa and Pima counties received some re-education, according to Engel.
In my group, there were some that were from that area and were, I'm being frank, very narrow-minded in their scope of the entire state. They were looking at it from only their perspective. And I'll say the group stood up and straightened them out immediately. And, you know, pretty much said, look, it's so much bigger than just you. And you have to look at this as a statewide approach. It can't be a Maricopa fix. It can't be a Pima County fix. And that set the tone for the rest of the 2 days.
Here in Yuma, Town Hall President Jackson presented the key points of the consensus report, noting the Yuma responses for inclusion into the final report. John Hudson, a 7-time Town Hall participant from Yuma, as well as a 6-year member of the Arizona State Board of Transportation, as well as being former commander of the Marine Corps Air Station, appreciated the visit.
I think that's one of the big benefits of Town Hall, because they put Tara goes all over the state after each town hall and listens to what those people are saying in places that are in Maricopa County, in Pima County, but also all around greater Arizona away from those counties. And so Yuma's will go right in with the rest of it as part of the final report.
And as far as what will be going into that final report from her Yuma visit, Jackson says,
well, I think there's extreme frustration both here in the Yuma community as well as around the state with our current fiscal problems. And especially since we were talking about transportation today, how they affect the maintenance and safety of roads and transportation corridors around the state, but probably most critically in some of the outlying areas outside of Maricopa and Pima County.
Jackson says the final report will be sent to relevant transportation stakeholders across the state. And if you'd like more information on the factors that influence transportation in Arizona, you can download the full report from the 94th Arizona Town Hall at aztownhall.org/reports/94.asp. If you'd like to hear this or any of the other feature stories that we've had here on Arizona Edition, just visit our website at www.kawc.org. You can listen to previous stories, or you can let us know what you think of the program. Maybe give us some future story ideas. If you don't have a computer, you can call us to make your thoughts known. Our number is 344-7690, or you can give us a call toll-free at 877-838-5292. That's 877-838-KAWC.